Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Selling a home in the River region in this market takes some planning and preparation to be successful. Here are some steps to take to get your home sold fast. Remember the five P's. Prepare the home. Fresh coat of paint inside and out and complete any repairs needed. Professionally clean the home. A deep cleaning of floors, cabinets, windows, and blinds will leave a great impression for future buyers. Provide a home warranty for the buyer to give the buyer peace of mind after the closing. Provide a closing cost allowance for the buyer to help them be able to afford your home. Price your home to sell, not sit. A comparative market analysis from a local realtor will demonstrate what other properties have sold for in your neighborhood. Well-priced homes sell faster with less hassle. Houses are selling fast and sellers are getting top dollar. For all the answers, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 221-2883 or 551-0225.
I like what I like and I do what I want.
If what you like is getting the highest payouts, getting the most free play, and finding more of your favorite games all on a spacious upscale gaming floor, then Wind Creek Atmore is your kind of fabulous. No matter what fabulous means to you, you'll find it here. Wind Creek Atmore. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. The ugly truth is when you buy a timeshare, you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. I recently helped a couple that had their maintenance fees go from $800 to $3,200 a year. They also received a $4,000 assessment for a hurricane that was over 1,000 miles away. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Temperatures continue to moderate. Tonight will not be as cold as last night. Clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 50. Lots of sun tomorrow with a high near 80. There is a weak front moving southward. Could there be a late day shower Wednesday evening into Thursday? I think the chances are very small. Low 80s on Thursday, mid 80s by Friday and Saturday. Mostly sunny skies. 86 Sunday, more sun. A really nice weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's not your usual morning show.
Listen, Toots, there are at least 10, maybe 12 people still flourishing in their Miami radio careers because they started with me.
Does that mean that one day I'll be big time?
You might be a little bit old for that.
Oh.
You are with me. You are in the passenger seat of my rocket to success. How's that rocket doing?
Houston, we have a problem.
All right.
That was clever.
It's not your usual morning show.
We're expecting Meg Lewis from the Alabama Shakespeare Festival.
One of our
There's
favorites.
Something new downtown, I think, that she's going to explain to us that allows you to get tickets, I think.
We don't know what's going to happen, but it's coming up. Only on this show. It's a big maybe, but it's looking good, and we'll tell you. No, we won't. Well, maybe we will tell you all about it in about 10 minutes or maybe 20. That's the Susan and Greg Show in a nutshell.
She's the cougar. She's the
Where the hell is she?
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
She pushed me to the brink of insanity for years. She comes back to help out because Rosie's sick today. And already, I'm on my way to my 19th, maybe my 20th nervous breakdown. This is happy hour.
And here they are.
Well, even though there are people attempting to apply that Jeb.
Please clap.
Attempting to apply that they promo, because I always thought they was more than one. They did it, or they're doing it. Or them's the problem. But in this pronoun insanity, I guess one person could be a they or a them. I think that's the rule. I'm not sure. Whatever it is, it's forking stupid. So Rosie has the flu. So I thought, well, I haven't had a good afternoon of self-abuse for a long time. Why not see if Susan wants to flounce in and help out? And I saw her in the building. She's here. But she's probably flirting with somebody or stirring up trouble with somebody, or maybe she thought twice about this idea and just went home. I have no idea. I'm riding solo. And I need her today because I need to get fixed. I need repair. Because I got... You know, for one who continuously complains about the excess government bureaucracy, I sure have a darn good bit of it. So while we're waiting for her to remember that it's past three, and at her age, I can understand why she might not be aware of that.
Bite me.
She's here in spirit. I didn't get a chance to listen to the song yesterday. We're talking to Miss Murray about movies and the Flight of the Conchords, and these guys do some unusual tunes. So I found this one. I want to check it out. We can...
And our next song is going to be our sort of one of our gangster folk crossovers. Now, this is Brett, and I'm Jermaine, but we're also known as in the... I mean, back in New Zealand where we invented rap.
Yeah.
Brett's known as the Rhymenoceros.
Yeah.
And I'm AKA'd as the Hip Hop Hippopotamus, and this is just a gangster rap battle between us.
The Hip Hop Hippopotamus versus the Rhinoceros, featuring the Hip Hop Hippopotamus and the Rhinoceros.
Not because I'm fat, not because I got birds on my back, but because I'm horny, I'm horny. When I'm on the mic, I'm a global warming, you can't ignore me. In the bedroom, I'm the gentleman, the ladies come before me. Check your yellow pages, I'm a registered rhinologist now. I'm passing over the mic to the hip-hop-potamus.
Yeah, they call me the hip-hop-potamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
My rhymes are polite, like thank you Mrs. Johnson for dinner, that was delicious, good night. And other times they're obscene, like a pornographic R18 dream about bitches smothered in margarine. Ha 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 ha, ha.
They call me of the hip-hopopotamus. I got flows that glow like phosphorus, popping off the top of this esophagus. I'm not a water-dwelling mammal from Africa that's moved to the metropolis and been taught how to break dance. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that? What's he got to do with it? What kind of rapping name is Steve? Steve.
The rappers diss me, say my rhymes are sissy.
Why? Be more constructive with your feedback. Why?
Well, we're forced into experimental radio because it's after three, and I saw you in the building. I knew you were around somewhere.
I was cleaning up the kitchen.
I didn't invite you to come in and clean up the kitchen. I know that you, of all people, you can't resist. You see a spot or a stain. I'm still obsessively...
I couldn't help it.
I'm still obsessively picking up cigarette butts in the parking lot.
You know what it is? Who is it that opens the Splenda package?
Not me.
And puts the Splenda in their whatever, and then tosses the empty package back in a drawer. Come on, really?
No, we do have somebody here who does that. And I even think I might know who it is, but it's not me. I don't put sweetener in my coffee.
That's
I'm a real man.
Because I trained you well. Speaking of training, Joey Clark, you have had a profound... what's the word?
Yes, I can't wait to see what profundity I am.
No, influence on him.
Yeah?
Well... We remember, and we talked about it today on his show, when he first came,
you were on the air with him?
I had to come learn how to work the system.
Oh.
And then he flipped the mic. What can I say? I can't just sit here and not say anything. But he rarely spoke. He was so, so quiet when he first came here years ago.
Oh, yeah. He was a good, shy little Catholic guy.
He was, and now he's got this amazing talk show. We have to work on a new promo for him, by the way, an intro. Joey Clark, that's not enough. He's bigger than that. He needs a bigger intro. We'll work on that.
Well, basically, he is the star of the station now. I'm just...
He's amazing. What do you mean? No. Come on.
No, seriously, what? He is. Are and you know what? But you know what he's
you're
doing?
You're being pitiful again, are you? Stop it. You're not pitiful. Was you
I?
Are, yeah. Oh, I'm not the big one in the show anymore.
No.
You are an icon here in this town. Come on.
We have a phone call, but I'm coming back to this. No, we got it. I can be spontaneous.
Well, that's my job here tonight, isn't it?
No.
Answer the phone.
Your job is to fix me and make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich at 4 o'clock. Who do we have on the line with us?
This is Crawdad.
Crawdad.
Hey, Crawdad.
How you feeling,
good to talk
buddy?
To you again.
You doing better?
Yes, I'm doing very well. Thank you, sir. Happy Passover to you and all the listeners.
I got to bring Nutso Man out this afternoon. Thanks for reminding me.
Do you know what Joey talked about today? The subject he brought up was what is old? Crawdad and I weighed in on that.
Older than Moses, that would be.
That's old.
No, I was hoping that being that you've back for a while, I don't know how long you're going to be here with us, I hope.
We're all holding our breath, Crawdad.
Sir?
We're all holding our breath. It's sort of like a haunting. You just don't know.
What?
I was hoping that you could explain to now that you have this new thing called psychologically. When he rides his cycle, he's very energetic now.
Yeah.
Who?
Me.
You?
Mr. Boodle.
Energetic?
Very. Look at him.
I'm looking at him. That's why it's so difficult for me to put the word energetic in front of me here.
Psychologically.
As soon as this feeling of dread passes, my energy level is going to go through the roof, okay?
I found out today that you ride a bike.
Yes.
Every day. Up hills that teenagers can't pedal
up. Is that what you're talking about, the cycle?
Well, that and I'm doing weights and crunches and all kinds of stuff.
Why?
I've lost about 40 pounds.
What precipitated that?
Wanting to live.
When he goes around and around and around, the smarter he gets, the more he goes around, That's what psychologically is. When you get on the bicycle and you keep going up the hill and through the dale, and then you get slightly more psychological. I think I was trying to play with words there.
Well, now see, that's changed since I was here last. When I was here last, he thought he knew everything there was to know.
So there's still something to learn. Though, not to wear flip-flops on the bicycle pedals.
I don't.
But that's good, because when he does the morning his morning shows, he has a piece that goes in about the wearing the flip-flops.
Yeah, I've got that right here. It's Tuesday. It's a Tuesday bit, so we'll play it.
So much. I appreciate it. But thank you back for coming and visiting with us. If you're going to hang out, that's great. Ms. Woody.
Thank you. It's fun to be here.
That's one.
Try to behave yourself and remember to remember, okay, mind your place, okay? No cutting up.
You're right. Absolutely. I'm going to be very, very quiet.
No cutting up. No causing troubles.
No, that's right. No drama in my life now.
She's been a joy so far.
That's absolutely right. And just everybody, hi. We miss you.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, bring the show back over to the boss.
Thank you, Crawdad.
What?
Well, one reason why I thought it would be a good idea for you to come in.
Well, Rosie is under the weather. She's,
yes.
Yeah, she's not. I talked to her earlier. She's not feeling well at all.
And this business about taking a day off every 4 years has got to stop. We're just not going to tolerate that kind of inconsistency.
She's thinking of you. She has the flu. She didn't want you to get it.
She'd probably take a couple of days.
Okay.
Flu doesn't just go away like that.
I know that. I thought about that. So I might come back tomorrow if you can't find anybody else to fill in here.
I'm going to put a sign up at the interstate exit. Need help.
There's a guy there at the Mulberry Street exit. Seems to have nothing to do.
He's that when you exit Mulberry from 85.
Right.
Is he like a big golden-haired big guy?
I don't know. Every time I've been by there, I've seen a person, and it may be the same person, but he just seems to be there just killing time. I always want to stop and...
I think those corners are franchises. I think once somebody has it, nobody else can
perhaps
use that same corner.
I'll tell you what I want to hear today that I was thinking about earlier. Don, when you first started here, because you're playing old bits, if that's okay.
I played a couple already, waiting for you to come flouncing in here after you flirted your way around the building.
You can lose the flounce sound effect as well. I don't flounce anymore. But do you remember when you had Hershey, and Hershey had an accident on the floor of the control room?
Oh, yeah.
Don came.
Yeah. But here's the odd part to that. The Cosmo Girls were here that day. That was a group of women that used to come in and sidekick the show.
Oh, who had a major crush on you, of course. Didn't everyone?
They didn't have to.
I understand
It was not
that.
A prerequisite.
I
Some
know that.
May have.
Oh, you loved it.
Yeah, it did. Now that you mention it, yeah. I did.
Those were the days.
But I just got in Hershey, and I brought him to the studio. And Don Markwell immediately expressed concern about, is the house broken? So at the end of the show, all of us, there must have been at least five or six of us, together conducted a ceiling-to-ground search for a rogue turd that may have been dropped while Hershey was in the room.
Mm-hmm.
We were under the console. We looked everywhere. Mm. So I was totally confident that when we left, that when Don came in the next day at 10 o'clock, how could there possibly be a problem? Hang on. We'll be right with you, okay? Don't go away.
I could do my job here and answer
that. No, that's no fun. Who's this?
Hola.
Oh, hold on one second, Eric. So, the next day, I'm driving home, and Don is on. And all of a sudden, why do I have dog crap on my shoe? First of all, he's a little puppy. He didn't even make Tootsie Rolls then. They were like half Tootsie Rolls. And how we managed to miss it, I have no idea, but it was almost certain that the turd finder built into Don's shoes would smear it.
Don Barkwell was,
he was the greatest.
He was. He just was. He was so different and wonderful and smart. And
we'll be right back with Frosty Wooldridge after this.
He was funny. Did you know how funny he was, really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if he wasn't, why would he have pushed Rick to put me on and do a talk show?
Well, it was your idea for us to do a talk show. And what was Rick's response?
Yeah, how many years did that take? time, day after day, I'm talking to him, I'm talking to you.
I'm begging you.
In a much more masculine voice, do this with me. I know it's going to work.
And what was Rick's response? Can we say that word?
I think I have it here.
Oh, crap! Oh, damn it!
Oh, crap!
But he caved in.
He thought we'd kill each other.
Here's Eric the dog.
or hair of the dog, as I called him earlier in the day. I couldn't understand what he said.
What, is everybody coming back for seconds with her today? How long were you on with Joey?
She snuck in. She didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, she's very stealthy that way.
Eddie wasn't there, but...
No, I had to learn to use the machine. It's not complicated, but it's something I hadn't done before. It's computerized. So
you actually know how to type a word in on that thing?
Don't make me come over there.
I'm just asking a question. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Eric. Yeah, it doesn't take long, does it? Right? She comes in all nice, and then 5 minutes later, this woman is a light switch with estrogen.
I'll tell you why she wasn't on time.
Oh,
you didn't play her entrance music.
Oh.
You know, coming in off of the
I have interest
Carmichael
music?
On two wheels. Yeah, you do. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Back in the old days. And I always find out... Yeah, it started out, we had a microphone on her car at the house. Farley's birthday.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
And then we had the squealing brakes and all the rest of it that followed.
That was awesome. That's why she was late, though. She didn't recognize it was time for her to be there.
I was here. I was here early, honestly. I just went to the kitchen.
You weren't behind the microphone. You was late.
Oh, well, you're absolutely right, Eric, and I apologize, Greg.
Rusty, get that.
There's such a sense of sorry in this room right now that I feel like I'm broadcasting live from leaked memory.
Oh, wow. Stop it. Eric, do we know each other? Have we met? Did you call when I was here before? I don't recognize your voice.
Probably a long time ago.
There's a male in this town you haven't met yet. All right, that's a second checkmark on the board. Okay.
Oh, we're going to play that game, are we?
I'm good at it. I like to play games I know how to win.
Game he knows he can't win. That's most guys, though. You want to play a game with a chick? All right, you're going to lose. Deal, let's do it anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, well, y'all keep antagonizing each other. I find it hilarious.
Thank you, Eric. We appreciate the call.
I wanted to say, do we have time for me to say something?
It's ringing again.
Oh,
hi. Probably somebody that chickened out at the last. I'll tell that woman. What?
The gentleman who offered to help me when I locked my keys in my trunk, the Dollar General on Taylor Road, he listens to you.
That,
I know.
That one line is like the title of your book of today.
I've never felt more helpless and alone in my entire life than I was because I locked my keys, my purse, my phone in my car at the Dollar General. So I couldn't call anybody. So the gentleman who was checking out behind me heard me, this sad story to the cashier there,
mm-hmm.
And he said, "Well, I've got one of those things. Is it called a Jimmy?"
Yeah, the Jimmy. Yeah.
He said, "I've got a Jimmy in my truck. Let me drive around and I'll see if I can't open the door for you." Well, how nice was that?
Yeah.
So he drives around beside my car. He opens the door and I hear your voice. I said, "Oh, you listen to Greg? I don't listen to anything else." And I just want you to know what a nice gentleman that was to offer him to help.
I was going to say, when you're in a jackpot like that, it's not every day a car thief with a Jimmy handy can come by and open your door for you.
He couldn't open the door because I drive a Mazda Miata, so it doesn't have one of those convenient things that you can just lift up. But he said, it's 3:30. If you can wait until 4 o'clock, I'll be off. I can come get you, take you to Cloverdale, get your keys, and bring you back.
Wow.
I know. And I'm sorry I did not get his full name. I think it was Tim or Jim or something short like that.
You can read more of the story on why bad things happen to good people. You can get the book online or in paperback. You know what we need to do here at 3:26? You got to take a look at the roads with our buddy Skipper.
Okay.
So we'll hit the traffic dungeon. And you can tell that there's been so much substance to the show today. You should expect pretty much that for the rest of the afternoon.
I can stop talking, mister.
No, the news is... I said at the beginning of the show, where is she? I need to be fixed today. I've got disorganization and chaos, and I need the one person. That is your superhero.
Really?
Super organizer or whatever. You know, you're really good at that kind of stuff. If you're not creating chaos, you're sorting it out. It's just your field of expertise. At 327, Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire, your go-to company for all your car's needs. They've been with us for a long, long time. You should see Mitch all grown up with a baby now. And
I know. Listen, I'm telling you that Don Duncan, when I went to buy my little hot sports car, that's the person I called. Should I? And all he had to say was, absolutely do it.
There's two people to talk to about stuff like that. One is Don, the other is Donnie Turner. Interesting.
Absolutely.
They both have the same first name. That can't be a coincidence. Don's got three locations now. Mount Duncan, that's the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison, and Bell Road just north of Vaughan, with state-of-the-art diagnostics technicians that can handle any problem that arises with your car. They do accept car insurance repair policies, and for your day and ongoing maintenance, they're the people to go to because you can trust them. They're not going to invent problems that don't exist, and they'll accommodate. They take your excuses away. So if you need a ride back to your office or something else so the repair does not interfere with your daily schedule, though, they're happy to do it. Just ask. I mentioned the three locations. Don't forget to look up Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook as we hit the traffic dungeon at 3:28.
They have moved the accident on the bridge, Taylor Road at I-85, onto the ramp to 85 southbound. It's in the big curved ramp there, and they're along against the center divider near the bottom. Please use caution as you go by, but it does have that lane open now. That's the good news. Around Montgomery, light to mostly moderate traffic. East Boulevard, East-South Boulevard, we're a little bit busy on 231 to Wetumpka. I-65 and 85 looking good through the interchange. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa, your experience and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm glad I drove in when I did because that mess.
I know, right there
on Taylor Road. You know, they have.
It's crazy.
When
is it my imagination or has traffic ramped up since I've been gone? I don't remember it being so crazy.
When I first came here, I was really in love with the pace of traffic and the politeness in general. Now, since COVID, we have lived two lives here. There's pre-COVID and post-COVID,
right.
Or before COVID and after COVID. We're AC right now.
So it's not my imagination. The traffic is intense here now.
But that's a place where I hold my breath because I got to take that left turn from the ramp off 85 to northbound Taylor Road, where they put up plastic sticks.
Sticks
as a lane divider, and they're all gone. It's like having all your teeth taken out. There's nothing except a few inches of curb to separate.
The one on Taylor Road, from Taylor Road onto 85 to come downtown, I knocked one of those down.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. I sure did. I'm used to the traffic patterns pre.
I know that you've been known to mow through political signs and things that happen to be on the side of the road. Whoops, I just hit the shoulder again. She's like Britney Spears with that stuff. Oops, I did it again. Oops, I accidentally tore down a Twinkle Kavanaugh political sign from a telephone pole.
Those are still up on I-85 and I-65.
I knew you'd notice that.
Yeah, they're still up.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't let the...
I don't even know what she is these days. Stop paying attention. I really have. I'm stopping.
No,
we're all the same.
Life's too short.
Got very skeptical.
Care. Put up your signs. Don't take them down. I don't care. Throw your cigarette butts on the ground.
No.
Okay. Good for you.
No, it's like the same thing you learned as a kid. Don't let the flag touch the ground because you were afraid George Washington would pop out of the cement and scold you. It's the same thing. Sometimes I'm...
You're not going to be surprised that when I visited my old residence...
Yes.
Behind one of the back doors was an ancient concrete planter.
Uh-huh.
Okay. In Cloverdale, everything's old.
Yeah, so this had been I love Cloverdale.
This had been there since God was a boy. It was filled with maybe thousands of cigarette butts.
Paradise.
You know.
Well, the same way I don't let the flag touch the ground, sometimes the devil is in my head and I think, should I? But then I think of you and I put it in my pocket and throw it away in a
garbage
can.
Your cigarette butt?
Well, it's out.
Do you really?
Most of the
you
time.
You don't flip it
next?
Oh, my God.
No, I won't do that.
Oh, that's great. Well, I want you to know I went home, got my little garden spade, went back. with a sack and emptied every single one of those cigarette butts out of that planter and put a plant in it and spoke to the young man who lived there.
And now everybody knows just how much you care.
I'm going to answer the phone.
Yeah, you grab that. We got to take a break here. Because this could go on till 6. In fact, it probably will.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. The Alabama House is scheduled to consider legislation today that would prohibit instruction of gender identity or sexual orientation in public K-12 schools. House Bill 130 would expand the state's prohibition of discussing sexual orientation and gender identity in public classrooms. Montgomery police have made an arrest in a shooting that occurred over the weekend. 40-year-old Jamie Shorts was charged with first-degree assault in a shooting that happened Saturday night in the 1000 block of Rosedale Drive. The unidentified male victim was hospitalized with serious injuries. As we enter the final days of the legislative session, state lawmakers are still negotiating a gambling and state lottery bill. The House and Senate are at odds on whether to allow sports betting and multiple casinos in the state. The debate will continue this week in a joint conference committee. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
I'm Alabama's personal injury attorney, Johnny Adams. Alabama's personal injury law firm is the Johnny Adams Law Firm. If you've been injured, call 500-5000.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
We see it every day. A guy comes into the men's clinic, and guess what? The pills quit working, or they're sick of the side effects. And you know what else we see? Guys not confident in their relationship. At Montgomery Men's Health, we're the leaders in bedroom confidence. Understanding if you even need ED or low T treatment should be the first step, and the next should be choosing the treatment or treatment combination to build your confidence. Our urologist and physician group is offering professional modern treatments with success rates as high as 92% and decades of experience. Our doctors are not going to send you an email with what might work for most people. We're results-driven, concierge. You don't pay for medication. It's included. But you invest in the time it takes to get you where you want to be. We've built an experience with discretion that takes the worry out of going to the doctor. In fact, we've normalized it for guys all over Montgomery. Come see our friendly team in Montgomery and find out why we've been number one in men's health for years. Get a consultation and low T blood work with results on your first visit for $99. Get your confidence back in the bedroom and beyond. Go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com and book your appointment today. MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Temperatures continue to moderate. Tonight will not be as cold as last night. Clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 50. Lots of sun tomorrow with a high near 80. There is a weak front moving southward. Could there be a late day shower Wednesday evening into Thursday? I think the chances are very small. Low 80s on Thursday, mid 80s by Friday and Saturday. Mostly sunny skies. 86 Sunday, more sun. A really nice weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Giving you something to think about. This is Morning Shower Thoughts.
A comb has teeth to brush your hair, and a toothbrush has hair to brush your teeth.
That was so profound this morning.
Morning Shower Thoughts.
Bring it back for this afternoon. 272-9228, happy hour. Susan Woody is filling in for the ill Rosie Brock this afternoon, and that's TK. TK.
Hi, Greg.
Hey.
Hey. Do you have the tape of when Don Markwell introduced you to the Montgomery audience, or did you burn it?
I don't have anything with Don Markwell on it that I can think of.
Okay, because I had been listening to Don Markwell for probably 15 years, and on the old WCOV, 1170, and I still remember the morning he introduced you to the Montgomery audience, and the sarcasm was so deep. He was saying, he said, "Here's our new associate," and it's like, he is not going to last 5 minutes. He'll never make it in Montgomery.
It was like, a lot of people said that, including the woman I was dating at the time.
It's like,
you're not,
we're so glad you stuck it out. And also, I want to say some of the most entertaining moments I've had on radio are when you and Susan Woody were working together. And I've laughed out loud many times.
Oh, I did
some
too.
Of the most entertaining moments of my life. Absolutely.
So you were a perfect pair.
We had fun. Thank you.
Thank you for the call and the memories. Hi, who are we speaking with here?
It's Soldier Boy. I'm not calling for you, Greg. Sorry, I'm calling for Susan Woody.
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Hey, Susan. It's great to hear your voice.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Hey, can you play? Can you do the about the Suck It Up Buttercup for Greg and Chinese Wiener for me?
Oh, no, please let's not play that. I can't even believe I said that. I want you to know I was so embarrassed when he played that last week.
But it's
week.
Classic. It's classic, Susan.
Oh, it was another person, another time, another era.
No, it wasn't.
People that hate me that listen regularly still request it.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's spontaneous. It was so spontaneous. It wasn't planned. And then so was the one with the...
Which makes it even worse.
I liked it when, what's that one when he had the bad feet and he started playing that music for the animal shelter music in the back? Oh, go ahead, Greg. Tell me how your feet hurt.
That was some grab a straw and suck it up.
Was that?
Yeah,
that was led it. You led that one perfect. I was like,
are you almost finished? Because
I am.
We only have 19 minutes left in this hour and I want to budget them correctly.
Please play both of those, okay? Thank you. Bye.
Here's Jim. Jim?
Hi, Jim.
Hello.
Hey,
hello,
Jim.
Greg.
Hi.
I know Susan might recognize my voice, but that sweet voice, a memory of my past high school years, and my best memory of...
Cohen?
Your...
Oh my goodness.
My best memory of this show was when the fool turned down an invitation.
Oh no, you're not. Oh God. No. No.
You're an idiot. Susan, it's good to hear your voice. My wife and I were riding along in the car, and for some reason I didn't have the radio on. I turned it on, and she said...
Yeah, I want you to know that wound had completely healed until you came along with your cheese grater and opened it right up again. Thank you.
Well, it's great to hear from you. Tell your sweet wife hello. She's lucky. Are you still as handsome as ever?
Never was, never will be.
Oh, I thought
hey,
so.
But we miss you at the luncheon group.
Wait now, what is this? I don't know what the luncheon group is.
You know, the high school reunion luncheon at...
Sinclair's?
At Sinclair's, yeah.
Is it a regular thing?
Every Thursday, the third Thursday of every month.
Get out! I didn't even know about it.
Well, you've been there once. I guess you thought we just had it that one time.
That was our 50th reunion, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the same year. You came, I think, the same year as the 50th reunion.
Yeah.
But I think, what year is this?
24, I think.
Yeah.
24, so it's 58 now.
Yeah, I didn't realize you all were doing that on a regular basis, but I'll try to drop
We've
by.
We've still been doing it.
For
We've
sure. I was quiet. Tell Greg I was quiet in high school. I was.
Oh, yes.
This is a radio show, not Ripley's Believe It or Not, okay? I'm not...
She was extremely quiet.
I don't have time to browse the exhibits.
Except singing on the weekends.
Oh, well, there's that. Well, it's great to hear from
there
you, Jim.
There is that. Hey, it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you. I may see you on a Thursday. The third Thursday.
Third Thursday.
Yeah. Good. Thanks for telling me.
Hey, good to hear your voice. Bye.
I think we've exhausted our supply of Susan Woody suck-up calls.
Stop it.
This hour.
I don't quite remember what he's talking about. You tell me that when we take a break?
Sure. It's in fact, we're going to be taking one in a moment here.
Okay.
At 3:44 on News Talk 93.1 FM. I know who would want to say hello to you, Morris Capuano. He's still with us.
Oh, okay.
I mean by that, not just living. He is still a part of what we do here.
Right. No, he's helped me many a time.
Yeah.
Buy a house.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Me too. And he still loves to help people. He still likes to make the American dream come true. And the fact of the matter is, you know, there's a lot of talk about how high interest rates are. When are they going to come down? Nobody knows, but it's still a very critical tax deduction for many. And I closed on houses in the 80s. One was at 13.7, and the best you could get with an 850 credit score in 1990 was a 10 3/8. That was like miraculous. So they've been a lot higher in the past. They've go up and down, whatever the case is. People still need to buy houses. People still want to make home improvements. When you have those needs, Morris Capuano is the guy to call. He's now with Troy Bank and Trust, which has assets from one end of the state, side to side across Alabama. And Morris has assets that you can use to make that home improvement, to buy that dream home.
Can he help you buy a house on the Eastern Shore?
Anywhere, yeah.
I have one for sale. Just happens to be.
May as well get your ad in for that place. Inquiries can be made at 272-9228. But when you need money, by the way, to start a business too, or even for investments, Morris is the guy. He is just the best in the business.
And he's so nice.
He really is. But don't let his niceness disguise his work ethic, because he is tenacious. And when you give him an assignment, he gets it done. Mm-hmm. He'll get you a result. 409-9300 is the number to reach out to Morris Capuano. Now with Troy Bank and Trust. By the way, they're not going to be absorbed or merged with anybody, because it's in their charter that they can't. So they're here for the long haul. And so is our buddy Morris. 409-9300. Troy Bank and Trust is an equal housing lender, member FDIC, NMLS number 88693.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions, combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, everybody and their dogs talking about Trump being on trial. Aw, I miss being on trial. I know that might sound kind of weird, but man, nothing gets your blood pumping like sitting in front of a jury and trying to convince them that, no, I did not embezzle $8,000 from Chuck E. Cheese. Oh, and y'all, I've been on trial for all kinds of crap, and it's a rush. But a couple weeks ago, I was arraigned for my involvement with an illegal sheep insemination ring, but I ended up getting acquitted when it was revealed that I was technically married to the prosecutor for 48 hours in the 90s. Lucky duck. Okay, y'all. I gotta go. These mosquitoes are just eating me alive, so I'm about to take a deep bath and reclaim my life.
And that is your trial commentary, courtesy of Menthol Meredith, on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at 349. So, Sam Beckman, you know that name, right? Sam Beckman-Fried? He was the crypto corrupto that just got sentenced, I think, to 25 years in jail. He ripped off a lot of people. And there's a story here that says he's going to testify against Larry David and Tom Brady in a class action lawsuit after they endorsed his failed FTX cryptocurrency exchange. He is currently serving 25 years on fraud charges after he was found guilty of lying to investors and customers. I mean, he took down a lot of people, and he's a scumbag. But this is kind of interesting. Tom Brady, Mr. America, and Larry David, Mr. Funny,
right,
going after them. That'll be something to watch. And from that same family of comedy, Jerry Seinfeld, the headline, movies are over, even though he's made one that looks promising. It actually looks like it could be very entertaining. But he says Hollywood is over. And when you look at the redundancy, what was the last time you went to a movie?
Oh, my goodness. I can't even remember.
Because the one that we're saving, July 19th, Twisters 2 comes out. And I want to do a Rich Thomas red carpet for this movie at whatever theater it's going to play, and I still don't, I'm not sure.
Where are the theaters in Montgomery? I don't even know anymore.
I'll have you know, Muffy, that I am now a supporter of the Capri.
Oh, good for you.
I'm a member there.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, I love it. I love the Capri. The other theaters, remember the Rave?
FYI, it used to be called the Clover Theater.
Mm-hmm.
And they had Saturday morning cartoony things, shows.
They still do. They do some great stuff there. They do workshops and all kinds of things.
Martin is amazing. It's one of the, it may be the oldest independent movie theater in America, I'm thinking.
They did a sold out Poe night on the night of the Super Bowl. Two shows. And it was fantastic.
That's great. What was the movie?
No, it was a live rendering of Edgar Allan Poe's works. And it was, his favorite drinks were served in between each of the four readings that were done. And it was really great.
That's interesting. Did you meet Martin?
I know you're thinking, yeah, I'll go to the Three Stooges Film Festival. Sure, why not? How about that? Does that improve my street cred with you?
I have to tell you, I'm a little surprised that you went to an Edgar Allan Poe event.
Well, I did.
Good for
you.
And
it was one of the great nights of the year for me.
That's wonderful. I'll tell you what I would like to do. We've talked about this, sort of, and I'm not sure I should bring it up, but let me do it anyway. The Eastern Shore, if you've ever lived or visited the Eastern Shore, lived at, or visited the Eastern Shore, you'll know when I say there is so much to do in Daphne and Fairhope and Spanish Fort and Mobile, of course. There's music every single night. You can go somewhere that will take you maybe 15 minutes to get to and hear incredible live music and no cover. They're just playing there. And there's so many community theaters around. There's just so much to do there, and I was afraid, honestly, when I came home, one of my worries was the fact that I would miss that constant opportunity to see art somehow. And I am
so the lucky person that buys this place you're selling down there will have access to all this culture.
Oh, not only that, but you live 5 minutes from I-10, and you're surrounded. And I know this sounds like a bad thing, but it's not. You're surrounded by fast food restaurants and this restaurant and that restaurant and the emergency room is right across the highway 181. And yet the little place that I lived in, it's called Malbus Plantation, has a wonderful history.
Mm.
It's quiet. I don't know how that happens because you literally are surrounded by a big highway, an interstate. In 90, where everybody goes to the beach. But it's quiet and beautiful and gorgeous. And I just have a cute little house. It's 1,400 square feet. Let us know if you're interested.
Sure. 272-9228. Maybe we can get it sold by 6.
That would be swell.
Actually, I thought anything that went on the market down that way would sell quickly.
Well, it's only been on the market for a week.
Oh.
Yeah, just a week. But to my point was, there's so much to do here now in this area.
Yeah.
That I'm just amazed at how many things there are to do. And one of the things I hope we can do, if we manage to, I could drop in on the morning show maybe once a week.
Well, that's the plan.
Yeah, to talk about some of the things that are happening, the bands that are going to be here and the performance that's going to be here. The Impact has so much going on. And community theater everywhere. Mm-hmm. I went to Union Springs to the Red Door Theater this past Sunday and saw White Lightning, a wonderful production.
You know who I saw? I saw Sunday Bobby Rush at Capitol Oyster Bar. Blues singer.
Yeah.
90 years old, still performing, and he just won his third Grammy this year.
But, Greg, my point is, people don't know about things like that, and they should. We could be the conduit to what's happening musically, theatrically, in this area. Sunday a week ago, I went to Jake's Fish Camp.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard of Jake's Fish Camp?
No.
I hadn't either, and I grew up here. But I heard the river rats. They were awesome.
They must be some damn big river rats.
They were seasoned musicians.
Now, see, I've added this. I've been trying to change the afternoon culture, believe it or not, to some extent by bringing in, now I have my own expert for entertainment in the afternoon. It's Ellen Murray. She's a real savant when it comes not only to movies, what's good on streaming that gets kind of buried because there's so much crap.
Is she local?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I should know her.
You know everybody.
Not anymore.
In fact, I don't know how if Rosie's going to be back tomorrow or not, but I think she may be stopping by tomorrow at 5 o'clock, but she does a great job.
Good for her.
And finds, I've watched foreign movies. I have discovered a lot of stuff that was just sitting there waiting to be found.
I'm more interested in live entertainment.
No, we got that too.
Okay.
Monday we're going to get a review on Baskerville, which is at ASFL.
Oh, right.
ASF, not ASFF. That sounds like a savings and loan. At ASF.
Right.
You can buy bonds with us. Yeah, that's playing over there, so we're going to get a review on that from her, and she's really, really good.
The Wetumpka Depot does some incredible things.
We have, Master Thespian's coming in at 5 o'clock today.
Oh, good.
Mr. Theater.
Oh,
Mr.
great.
Local Theater. Let's grab this call, because we've almost killed the first hour.
Hey.
Thanks for calling.
Yes.
Hey, Jay Tom here. I just was over at Tucker Pecans, and I never heard anybody talk so nice about you as he did. Foster Garnt was there. And
talking about Susan?
No. Yeah, I know. I don't know Susan, but my wife does. I don't know why we missed each other, but I've heard her on the radio before.
Did you go to Lanier?
No, I went to Lee, but my girlfriend went to Lanier.
Oh, okay. So David has moved Tucker Pecan over onto Mulberry Street.
Yeah, I know. I just left there.
Yeah, my neighborhood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I live in Cloverdale. Grew up there.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, I've heard you on radio and thought I'd call in, give Tucker Pecan a shout out.
Great.
Yeah, he's in that little location on Mulberry. Easy to find, too.
It is.
Yeah, it's really nice. Really nice.
Yeah, he's got some beautiful things and some delicious things there.
Yeah, we still give away a Tucker Pecan gift card every Friday on the Grand Prize Iron. Yeah. And you may be here to do that Friday.
I won one. That's why I was over to cashing that in for my wife.
Well, glad you enjoyed it. Thanks for the call and thanks for the good words. I'm glad they're talking there. That's nice to know. Steve Landers, Bama Lanes.
Absolutely.
Remember bowling?
Of course I remember bowling. When do you want to go, by the way?
She didn't like it when she went to throw the ball and I yelled out, butt power. That's long ago. We've matured.
We certainly
since those days.
One of us has.
Susan, I believe there's a difference between maturing and atrophying. Shot fired over the bow. At 3:59, look, this is what, you got grandkids. When you take them to a live thing like bowling and get them away from the tablets and the...
That's who bowls with me.
Yeah.
Remember I told you I was there and I bowled 150? My boys, my grandsons were with me.
No, we had people call after you bowled that 150.
I'm shocked. Shocked.
They said?
I was shocked.
Nobody's more shocked than you. But anyway... for those who are looking for, you know, especially when we get into warmer and warmer weather, it's almost too warm to do anything during the day, get them to Bama Lanes, introduce them to bowling. They've got a great arcade there. Steve Landers has refurbished the Atlanta Highway location.